the state would continue to supply the Flint Hills North Pole refinery with crude oil under a proposed new contract. The state of Alaska has sold royalty oil to Flint Hills for the last 3 decades, an arrangement state and company officials say is mutually beneficial. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The new 5-year contract provides up to 30,000 barrels of oil a day through March 2019. Alaska Department of Natural Resources petroleum market analyst Kevin Banks says the state does not sacrifice income by selling royalty oil to Flint Hills instead of into the West Coast market.
We were aiming at a number that was about equal. The royalty paid to us by the producers versus the royalty price that's going to be paid to us by Flint Hills should be over the next 5 years about the same.
Flint Hills produces about 1 million gallons of petroleum products per day, including aviation fuel, gasoline, and heating oil. Banks says the state considers the significance of an in-state refiner in pursuing a royalty oil contract.
It's important for folks to realize that what might be the situation if the state did not sell royalty oil to Flint Hills? And is there some more likely possibility that the refinery would not be making products that could be used in the interior? And if that were the case, what kind of price would folks be paying?
The new contract continues a requirement that the price of gasoline sold by Flint Hills in Fairbanks and Anchorage does not vary by more than 1 cent per gallon, but there's no guarantee on distribution and retail level pricing. Banks says the supply contract includes a new provision that takes into consideration the steady decline of North Slope production.
We've preserved for ourselves at the state the ability to prorate the supply of oil, if need be, to Flint Hills so that we can continue and enter into agreements with other refineries.
Alaska's other two refiners, Tesoro and Petrostar, currently have supply deals with North Slope producers. But Flint Hills spokesman Jeff Cook says his company relies solely on the state.
The other producers all have uses for their oil that they produce on their for their own refineries and other markets on the West Coast. So this is our supply. This is what keeps us running.
Cook says the new contract allows Flint Hills to continue to operate, but it does not change economics that have resulted in decreased refinery production in recent years.
North Slope crude on the markets is one of the higher priced crudes in the country. I think the other day it was still a little over $18 a barrel higher than, say, West Texas Intermediate. So, you know, we're put at a competitive disadvantage there. Our energy costs are 3 to 5 times higher, depending on whether it's electricity or fuel to run the refinery, because we don't have natural gas to energize and heat up the oil in the refining process. So all these competitive factors are out there, too.
Flint Hills had sought another 10-year state supply contract. The new deal includes a provision granting a 5-year extension if the company makes infrastructure upgrades at its North Pole facility or participates in a project that brings natural gas to the area. A preliminary best interest finding on the proposed contract is out for public comment. The contract requires approval by the state legislature. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.